Hello and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine.
Because if you're gonna have a drink,
might as well make it a double. Okay, I apologize for this taking so long to come out from last episode.
Yeah.
Also, apologies for the sound of last episode. It was so weird. It like started out
great,
could hear me fine, and then
one of the microphones fell, and then it unplugged one of the microphones.
Yeah, so, like, and we didn't realize it because we've gotten to a point where we can just like record it through and not have to like
pause it,
which is what we were doing for a while. So we would kind of check, but we've been just comfortable. And so we've just been like recording all the way through and we didn't check the thing. And by the time Ariana had checked it, when she was editing it to post,
I was like, oh no.
And we were not recording that shit again.
No, because we were like, we just spent an hour and a half recording. It was like an hour and 10 minutes, but we were like, we're not doing that again.
What's a bummer is that it was a good episode. Like I thought we were actually like so funny and you couldn't hear me like at all.
Okay, well, now we're back to these mics.
Yeah, so we're using
until we figure it out.
Yeah, we're using the original mics.
Which I still think these mics are good.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, sorry, Tara, that we're not using the ones that you bought us.
We just tried. Yes, I have tried, and I just need somebody to come who understands how to use a MacBook.
Yeah, Chris, at New Year's, you can ask McKay to 100% help you set it up.
We absolutely will. Okay,
it's just hard to do it.
It's just hard to do it, and like, I just feel like my computer's just like a little finicky.
Yeah. So
whatever. Okay, Jasmine, what have we been up to in the past 2 weeks? You go first.
Okay, well, we need to tell the story of last Friday night.
Oh my God, the story of
last
Friday
night. Because we
were
going to tell it last week and then we just didn't have time to record, so.
Okay, so I still think you should lead.
Okay, so it was a Friday night. We wanted to just like go out near our house, get some cute pictures of us because neither of us have like updated pictures, especially because I chopped my hair off and Ariana has bangs now. So we wanted updated pictures for Hinge. That was most of the reason. We were like, let's go out, like, feel hot, get some good pics.
Good like solo pics. We like intentionally went and like did a full photo shoot. And then we were like, okay, now we can go drink.
Yes. So we went to this place by us called Ulysses. Which usually we go there at the end of the night. It's open till 4 a.m. So usually it's like our last thing that we're like, should we? And then we go for like two drinks and it's sucky there because everybody's like 12 years old. But we ended up going on a Friday night at 9 p.m., which is when they have, I think 9:30 is when live music starts or 10.
I think it depends on the day because it was a Friday. I think it was 10, okay. But I think I've seen live music start there at 10:30. Or 11. So, like, I think it depends on the band and, like, the day and the event.
Yeah.
Check your local listings.
Yeah. So we just went and we got a drink and then we were just, like, got our spot for the band. And then Ariana noticed somebody special walked in. Who was it, Ariana?
It was Cam Cameron. Mr. Cam Cameron from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes.
I clocked him immediately.
Like, he's also in the newest Jurassic World.
Correct. I literally saw him. I was like, that's him. But we played it so cool. We like didn't approach him. So many girls walked up to him. It was like crazy.
So many.
We were just like chilling, vibing. I got an amazing video of us taking a video. I think it was either
taking a video of me and then scanning the crowd.
Of Jasmine, then scanning the crowd, zooming in on his face, then going to the band. I got a couple pretty good ones. And then, you know, he came up to chat with us like quite a few times.
He also, during all the music, because we were just like dancing, having the most fun. If you don't know, Ariana loves to do this bit.
I don't mind
when you do it while we're dancing and stuff like that, but when you do it like when we're just like having a conversation and listening to music and then you're like, and guess what, and then you just sing the lyric, that's because I'm always like, what, excited for you to tell me something, and then you just sing the lyric. That's when it gets annoying to me. It's fun when you do it
when we're out. So also when we're dancing at a bar, it's like it'll be like, it's killing me. It's like, what is jealousy? That like, and he loved that bit.
He started doing it with Ariana immediately, like the whole night, and not even just for one song. He kept coming back to us and doing it
and being like, wait, but what did he want? No, it was amazing. It was amazing. I was like, we're best friends, David. Like,
also, we were the only one. He came up to us and he was like, you guys know who Carlos Santana is, right? We're like, of course, because they played this, like,
yeah, they played Smooth. And I was like, I'm so sorry. One of the guys I think was from Miami. I was like, you're from Miami and you don't know this song?
Yeah, what a
weirdo. You get executed on the street.
They were children. He's 23, so it makes sense.
Okay, I'm so sorry. My cousin is 18 and he knows that song.
True, true.
In Miami, shame on the executed.
Miami guy. Shame on the Miami guy. But it's fair that, like, jeez, damn, Mariana.
Okay, fine, not executed. Exiled.
Exiled is better. Jesus. But anyways, another thing that also happened. So he also saved my spot. I was like, I tapped him because at that point we had, you know, like a repertoire.
And yeah, so, like a rapport.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. And I tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, will you help her save my spot? Because I had to go to the bathroom and get his drinks. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he moved so, like,
no, and then he turned and he was like, oh, you're still here. And I was like, I didn't need to go to go get drinks.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I was going to save the spot for both of you. And I was like, there were a lot of people at this bar.
Such
like
a Cam Cameron thing to do.
Like, he did what? First off, he did not have to do that because people immediately started just like sweeping on our spot. It was crazy.
Immediately. Yeah. Immediately. You know, those girls that he was with wanted to take our spot for sure.
Yeah. Cause they were jealous of us. Jealousy.
But he also, we were taking a selfie or something, and
I was taking a picture of you, and you were taking pictures of me. It was when we were taking pictures of each other. We got those cute pictures of us taking pictures.
And then he came up, he was like, do you want me to take a picture of you guys? And we're like, yes, of course. Let me tell you.
The most stunning pictures.
We literally look like angels. Mm-hmm. We've never looked prettier in any photo ever taken of us.
We literally, like, we have a halo glow around us. Crazy. It's crazy.
We'll post it. We'll post it.
And as Leah said,
it honestly might be the picture of our podcast at some point because it is that
honestly,
good.
Honestly, it could be. Yeah. We also got some good selfies last night, I think. Did we? There was a picture that I saw in the past week on my phone that I was like, that's a good picture.
Oh, of me and you?
Yeah. It might
have
been
that
one.
We'll have to go through it and see. But
we'll see. I mean, hey, more than one picture, I'll take it.
Seriously. But such a fun night. We just had, like, a good time. It's just, like, fun to dance and, like...
And, like, just listen to music.
And it was a nice little Jasmine Ariana mess around.
Classic. Yeah, a classic.
Yeah.
Classic Jasmine Ariana mess around.
And then I babysat for, not my employers, but my, just, like, a friend of my employer's. On Saturday night. So Ariana went out with Katie that night after her rehearsal, I think.
Yeah, for like a little bit. 2 hours. Yeah, we went to get drinks after rehearsal. And what time did I go? I think I was like in bed by 9.
Yeah, you were home pretty fast.
I had a slamming Caesar salad at Linden Hall, though. It was so good. But we were like stayed up chatting with like some of my after work friends. And then we stayed chatting with Katie, and Katie was like, you know, I'm tired too. I just wanted a single beverage. And I was like, slay.
Perfect.
So we did that. Mm-hmm. And then.
You did something Sunday, right?
Yeah. I went to the soccer game.
Yeah. Cause we were going to record on Sunday, but then I was like, I can't guarantee that I won't be napping when you get home.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
That's when we're like, if we don't record it earlier on Sunday, then it's just like,
Especially because the game was at like 3 p.m., which is like this weird time because usually we like to record it too, not to give you guys play by play. But so it was just like a weird time because I had to leave early enough that like we couldn't, like recording before would have literally been at like 11 a.m. and I wasn't going to do that to Jasmine after she babysat on a Saturday night.
How was the game?
Oh my God, it was so fun. I went with Lindsay's friend, Carly. Shout out Carly and her friend, Russ. I remember that because Russ is a very famous character on Friends.
Oh.
Who's the guy who looks a lot like Ross.
Yeah. It's David Schwimmer with like a nose.
Yes,
prosthetic.
Correct. But that's why I remembered it because I was like, why is your name not Ross? sorry, Russ. But It was so fun. It was absolutely lovely. I had 2 Cutwaters, and I was like, "Woo!"
She loves a Cutwater. I need to get on the train. Honestly, I've heard great things. There's so many flavors. We should do like a taste test.
I would love to do a taste test. We should go to our liquor store because I've heard the espresso martini one is to die for.
Oh dang!
Like so That's delicious. Shocking. The only problem is like you have one, and you're like you're literally drinking a martini.
Yeah,
you're drinking a can of a martini. Like that's a lot.
Damn.
So then What did I do? On Monday, I went to rehearsal. We did an extra rehearsal because the dance is very, the dances are very, very hard.
Bought tickets.
Oh, you bought tickets?
Yes, for opening night. Me, Katie, Emily, and Riss and Rachel, my amazing sister and her best friend who are coming to visit.
Amazing.
So we're all going to be there for woo-hoo the first night, Friday.
Katie told me, but still so exciting. I'm glad you guys bought tickets. If you still haven't bought tickets, text me, message me. I'm not on Instagram, but like we will get the link to you. I am on Instagram. I'll be back on Instagram.
We can post it on the Instagram.
We can. We'll post it on the Instagram. If you guys are actually interested in getting tickets. Yeah. But so I had rehearsal on Monday. I'm also so excited that Riss and Rachel are gonna see it. Like I'm gonna be like so funny and goofy for that.
Yeah, and they're gonna laugh so loud. You're gonna love it.
I know. It's also, I was talking to multiple AWT people. Was it yesterday?
They were like, we can always know when your friends are here because they're always laughing.
They're like, we love when you guys are there because like you guys are really enjoying the show and everyone feels like it's so serious and it's like it's community theater. You can laugh like for laughs.
Also like they're so funny. Like I don't know. Like especially the prom. I feel like the first show people were so scared to like laugh at anything. I feel like
the prom was also one of those things where it is kind of a touchy subject because it's about like a lesbian who just wants to go to prom with her girlfriend.
But it's also a comedy.
No, yes. But because it's like a little serious, I think there is a specific number. Once it happens, they're like, oh.
The lesbians one, right? Am I thinking of the right one?
Yeah.
The one where you were like wearing the lesbian shirt?
Yes, yes. We're all lesbians.
Yeah. Is that the song that you were
singing? Yes, yes. That's the song. But
because that did get the crowd. That was.
Because you're watching it and you're like, you can't be fucking serious. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, not. They're not serious.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? It's not okay with me, but it's not all right with you. So I don't know. It was really funny. I did learn to sign only one specific thing.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember what it was now.
She's trilingual, ladies.
Yes. Then what do we
So our weeks?
Weeks, Monday and Tuesday I had rehearsal. Yeah. Wednesday I had plans. Thursday I had plans.
Which is why we didn't record all week.
Yeah, sorry. I know, it's so annoying. I just wanna sleep. And then on Friday, we went to Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. Soup, salad, bread, sticks.
Yeah.
It was Julia's first time, and she's actually Italian, so it was fun to get her, like, little review.
Yeah, she was like, this isn't really Italian.
It was like, you don't have to you can't think of it as Italian.
No, it's not Italian. Garden.
But
it's
she Olive did Garden. Love the soup, and she loved the breadsticks.
Right. Like, this is the thing.
Neither one of them had salad. I was the only one that had salad.
I just, like, I'm not there for the salad.
It was a dry as hell salad this time. There was like no
gross. Hate that.
Disappointing.
Then like we came back and watched K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh yeah, Ariana. Wait,
loved
it. Let's keep it for the screen time recap because Ariana's been a stick in the mud about not watching. Yeah, you said, and I quote, "I will never watch that movie." Because, quote unquote, I don't like animation. This bitch loves fucking Avatar. So, like,
I grew up on Avatar. It's different.
It's not different. Your favorite also movie is Moana. So get effed, Ariana. Like, please.
Bye.
But anyways, we finally got her watch it. We should have told. We needed to text Leah. She'll be so excited to hear that we watched it. Anyway, so we watched that, and then we were like all tired and like so much food in our bellies.
Yeah. It also just like made me emotional. So that I was like, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah. And then yesterday
I had rehearsal.
Yeah.
At 12:30. And then I got a bagel and a matcha. Mm-hmm. And I made my way over.
Accidentally hot matcha.
No, but what I ended up doing is I went to the bagel place and I just asked for a big cup with ice. And the matcha wasn't as hot as you would really want it to be.
It was like lukewarm. I hate that. That's why I don't like hot coffees. Well, unless I can sit there and keep warming them up because I want it to be like hot or ice cold. That's it.
The thing was like the foam on top was cold because it's a cold foam matcha. The milk was cold. Just the matcha was hot.
That's so weird.
So then when you mixed it and then you put it like not even any of the ice melted. So like it was fine.
Oh, okay.
So I had that at rehearsal and then we went out for my friend Stephanie's birthday. Shout out Stephanie Schwartz.
Yeah, happy birthday, Stephanie.
And that was so fun. We went to this glamorous rooftop.
Yeah. Highlight room.
Yeah.
In the Roxy Hotel.
Moxie? No, Moxie. Is it at the Moxie? Technically?
It's at least by it.
Yeah, it's at least by the Moxie. We got some amazing pictures of Jasmine.
And you?
Yeah, and me also, but like specifically of you.
No, but of you as well.
But I also of you.
We're just pretty, okay? Like, okay. I don't know what to tell you guys.
And then now we're here. I woke up at 7:45 this morning.
And couldn't fall back asleep?
I could not fall back asleep.
Damn.
Like, no matter how hard I tried. It's so sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I
had weird fucking dreams. I was like struggling.
Yeah.
I evening.
Wonder why.
I was struggling.
No, I know. it's fine. I mean, you're okay now.
Yeah.
No, I woke up at 7:40, but you know what it is? We really didn't go to sleep that late.
No, we went home pretty early.
We honestly. Went home pretty early. I think I was asleep by like midnight.
Yeah.
Or like, no, 1, because I think I texted you at like 1.
Yeah.
But still, I guess my body is used to be going to bed at 1 in the morning and waking up at 7:45 because I do it so often. Yeah.
Sometimes I do that, like, because, like, my body's trained to, like, wake up early. Sometimes I'll wake up and then I'll be like, go back to sleep, Jasmine. You do not have to be awake this time.
My problem is, like, I can't get comfortable. Mm. And, like, once my brain's awake, like.
That's hard. Yeah. Ariana has
ADHD.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have trouble watching a movie. Yeah. If my mind is awake, my mind is awake. Yeah. Like.
Well, I was not going to say that you have ADHD. I was going to say that you have like very specific like sleeping patterns.
Oh, also that. So the first topic is Taylor Swift has announced that she's releasing a 6-part docuseries on Disney Plus called Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour, The End of an Era, which premieres on December 12th, 2025. The series will provide an intimate look at the record-breaking tour and feature behind the scenes footage, exclusive interviews and never before seen clips. It will also debut alongside a new concert film, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, the final show, which includes the Tortured Poets Department set from the tour's final night.
I'm excited to see just all of it, but also like the TTPD portion of that.
Yeah.
Of the concert.
I don't know that I'm going to watch the whole docuseries,
no.
Candidly.
Oh, you don't think you watch the whole docuseries?
I don't know that I have. We'll see. I feel like I'll start.
Yeah.
I just like.
Well, because it's in like little increments. It's like 2 episodes this day, 2 episodes that
well,
day, 2 episodes.
Yes,
yeah.
But the problem is if it isn't captivating enough, I'm not going to go
That's
back.
That's true. That's fair.
Like,
That's
I'm not going to go back.
Yeah, but if it's anything like a Miss Americana or like, I don't know. Like, it just depends on, like,
Miss Americana was also 1 hour and 45 minutes, which is very different than a 6-part docuseries.
Yeah, I guess it, like, really depends on, like, how open she is in it. If it's just, like, her practicing.
Yeah,
then I don't know.
I'm
like,
not
we'll
interested,
see.
Like.
But if she's really open, like, I mean, she was super open in the podcast. So, like, maybe she'll show a lot of, like, personal stuff in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see.
I'll definitely watch, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'll at least start watching it.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see if I finish it. Like,
yeah, you at least have it, like, on in the background or something.
Yeah.
When you're, like, reading. Although, I don't know. Do you
I can,
listen
No,
to
that's
things?
Too much.
That would distract me.
I listen to music.
I mean, I don't read, but
I can listen to music.
Because music would be hard for me.
A lot of the time, I listen to instrumental, but, like, some, like, soft R&B in the background
that's
is
fair.
Fine.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for the doc. I think it'll be fun. The next topic. This is a little old news, but Victoria's Secret show. I did not personally watch. I saw clips. Did you? I'm guessing you didn't watch?
No, I absolutely did
not
watch.
Their performers were Carol G, Madison Beer, Missy Elliott, and Twice. Returning to the runway, which was a big deal. It was Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid, Candice Swanepoel, Lily Aldridge, Adriana Lima, Joan Smalls, and Barbara Palvin. Also, LOL, TBT, remember when Barbara Palvin was their plus size model?
Literally, Miss Size 4.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. She has a continual and will continue to be the most gorgeous person I've ever seen.
I love her so much.
I've been obsessed with her since, like, I remember in high school, I took drawing classes and I was like, look at this beautiful Hungarian model, Barbara Palvin.
She's so stunningly beautiful.
So
like,
stunningly
she's
beautiful.
Perfection. She just also seems like the sweetest. Her husband seems so sweet with her. Like, they're just so sweetie. He was there on the carpet handing out pins for endometriosis, which she had the surgery this past year. So alongside was Anouk Yai. That's how you say her name, right?
Yeah.
And Alex Kansani, love. The show also made history by featuring the first professional athletes, WNBA player Angel Reese, as well as Olympic gymnast Suni Lee.
Go Suni!
Yay! Also, a couple influencers, Quinn Blackwell and Gabby Mora. Gabby is dating Josh Richards. That's how I know of her, but she's so beautiful. I mean, they're both so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, Gabby's Quinn body looked amazing. Is, like,
insane. I would love to see Gabby in Sports Illustrated. I think that she would flourish there.
I mean, I think that that's a natural next step for her.
1,000%. And then also Iris Law, Emily Ratajkowski, and Barbie Ferreira also were on the runway. It seemed really cool and cute. I mean, it didn't grab me like it used to, but still fun. It's also like still kind of fun that it's back. I don't know.
I saw some people on TikTok being like, what are these cheap ass fantasy bras? Like,
because they didn't have a fantasy bra. They didn't have like the diamond bra or whatever.
No, apparently they had a fantasy bra, but it was only like $500,000. Oh. And they were like, where is the $10 million diamond bra? Okay, this is a recession indicator. I'm like, no, bestie, this is an indicator that Victoria's Secret doesn't have $15 million to spend on a bra.
The one good thing is last year when they came back, everybody was wearing like slick back ponytails. And
I hated it. Thank
God there was bouncy blowouts this year. So thank God for that. I did see Madison Beer's performance, and she like literally just looked like a model on, like she literally.
I mean, Madison Beer is made for the Victoria's Secret runway.
I would also love to see Tate.
Tate McRae.
Yeah, she should have performed.
But she's on tour. That's why she did it.
Yeah. 1,000%, but she would be perfect.
Yeah,
that.
She would. She might. No, she would. She'd be great.
Yeah. She'd be perfect. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So the next topic is, as I'm sure you have all heard, there was a heist at the Louvre. On October 19th, thieves disguised as construction workers stole 8 pieces of the French crown jewels, valued at $88 million. Okay, also, can I say, every single time I read an article, the value of these jewels go down, which makes me think the French government does not want us to know how much these actually cost.
Well, because also, didn't they at first say, like, they couldn't calculate, like,
it was literally priceless. They were like, these jewels are not insured because nobody will insure them. That's what they said at first. And they were like, oh, it was $157 million. Then it's $120. Now it's $88. Okay, so somebody's paying somebody to say that they're less money because somebody at the Louvre fucked up.
Yeah.
So they took the robbery took less than 8 minutes, of which the thieves spent 4 minutes in the museum itself, which occurred during regular opening hours. So people were literally at the Louvre. And they just got escorted out because people just started, like, smashing things and taking jewels. The CCTV footage was released. Have you seen it?
That they're going down the ladder?
Going down the thing, I'm like, take your sweet time. Take your sweet time.
How did they not?
That's so embarrassing for the French government. They are today. The day that the CCTV footage was released, they arrested 2 suspects. Suspicious, I don't think they know who it was.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be this is going to be one of those things where they're going to arrest people. And this is going to be like the murder of JFK, where everyone's like, it wasn't that guy.
The government arresting the wrong person? That's crazy, Ariana.
Yeah, that would never happen.
That would never happen. I was kind of hoping that it was part of the
Now You See Me
PR for Now You See Me.
They're not smart enough to do that.
Especially because this past, like, literally yesterday, Jesse Eisenberg did like a thing in the out like Washington Square Park.
That was, no. It changed. So last minute they changed it to Hudson Yards.
Oh, and
there were random magicians in Washington Square Park because I guess it went too viral and they needed to change the location last minute. But everyone at Hudson Yards got a free ticket
ticket
for an early screening, and they all went at that moment.
So cool. And he was like doing magic tricks.
Yeah.
So fun. And I was really hoping that it was going to be like, and here are the jewels. Like, I don't know. It would just be a funny PR thing, but no.
And the jewels never existed.
Because that's literally what the movie, like, that's literally what the movies are. Like, they're magicians that, like, are thieves. Anyhow. So the next topic is, unless you wanted to talk about that a little bit more.
No.
Okay. The next topic is, did you see?
Oh, wait. What okay. I do want to say okay. is, Lube Robbers, you're iconic. They can yeah. never make me hate you.
And I hope you just had the best time doing it. You know, and I'm just like hanging out with your buds, being bros, and, you know, stealing some things.
And let me tell you something. I hope you're, as Flynn Rider said, on an island all alone, surrounded by enormous piles of money.
But she doesn't like animated films.
Okay, fine.
Did you see the Kristen Bell's?
Yes, of course okay. I saw it.
So Kristen Bell is facing backlash online that because she wrote a quote-unquote tone-deaf anniversary post for her husband, Dax Shepard. Bell shared on an Instagram photo of the couple hugging on their bed with the caption, "Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, 'I would never kill you.' A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would. Heart."
Why would you say that on the internet?
Why would you say that? Here's my question. Why would he say that?
Why?
Dax Shepard, I don't trust that man.
I don't trust that man as far as I can go. He, there's something about him that has never sat right with me.
Yes.
Ever.
And also, like, they used to call themselves, like, mom and dad, like, on the internet. Like, your mom and dad. Like, I don't know. That makes me feel uncomfortable. I just, like...
Also, nobody else called them that. That's different. No,
it's so awkward. But anyway, so...
Also, they're not old enough to be the internet's mom and dad.
I mean, she's 45.
I would say the internet's... I'm talking Tom Hanks. And Rita Wilson. Yes. I'm talking.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm talking Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
So true. In the comment section, fans accused Bell of making light of domestic violence. It is Domestic Violence Month.
Yeah, it is Domestic Violence Awareness. Like, yes. I think it's Awareness and Survivors Month is October.
Oh, okay. So there were comments like, "Kristen, there's no way you posted this during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. What an odd thing to say." Another comment read, "Girl, this did not land the way that you thought it would. And now all of us are questioning why you're with this man." Another comment also said, and then Dateline, you know, the show Dateline, commented, screenshotted on her post.
That's not good.
Yeah. Yikes. Yikes on bikes is all I have to say.
Yeah. I also like, why? Why?
No, why? Like, that's not cute.
No, it's scary.
It's scary. Like, he honestly does scare me. He just gives me a weird fucking feeling.
Yeah.
He's such a weirdo. And it sucks because, like, I love Kristen Bell because if you didn't know, I was a huge Veronica Mars stan. Like, when The Share was airing, like, I fucked with that show hard. So it pains me. Plus, Good Place. I love The Good Place. A lot of her projects. Forgetting Sarah Marshall was the first ever rated R movie that I ever saw in theater.
That's crazy.
I fucking love that movie.
It's a good movie.
So I have very, like, fond memories of her. So it's hard to, like, put the fact that... And they have two, cute girls, kids. So it's like, I don't know, like, I realize that they're a family and they're married and stuff, but, like, he makes me so uncomfortable.
Well, he makes me so uncomfortable and I'm like, I'm not defending anything that she's saying, but I'm like, sometimes people have inside jokes that might seem dark and twisted.
Yeah.
Those are not jokes that you share with the internet.
No.
Those are jokes that you keep to yourself. Regardless, I don't think that she should have a joke like that with her husband.
No.
That's all I'm saying. It's scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Next we have
TLDR.
Okay, Jasmine.
Mine is that the now old story that Kat Stickler and John Mayer may be canoodling.
Aren't they like confirmed going out?
Yeah. Well, they haven't confirmed it. So that's not true. Really.
But like all of her friends are like talking.
Yeah, but like also like at that point, like maybe it's not a thing anymore because now it's so public, but also, Woof Dumois reported that the pair were spotted out in New York City over the weekend. That was like 2 weeks ago. She also recently followed him on Instagram. He has been following her, so I think he's been trying to hit up that DMs for probably a while. But she's been in a relationship.
I mean, he is like very chronically online.
Yeah. I think he's like 18 years older than her.
Yeah. It's.
Like, I want to see their ages. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think she's probably 30. No, she's probably like 28.
Yeah, I think she's 30, I think.
Trying to find. Hold on. age? She's 30.
Yeah, she's 30. And
okay, Jason Tartick was 37, so I guess that's not John Mayer. It's 48. So literally 18 years difference. I was correct.
Yeah. Crazy.
And also John Mayer.
Woof.
Literally.
Okay, so the next TLDR is Colman Domingo has been announced as the Lion in Wicked. Even though previously John M. Chu did say that we were not going to find out who the Lion was until it came out in theaters, then the internet started saying, oh, it's going to be James Corden. And John M. Chu could have none of that nonsense. He put a stop to it immediately. He was like, Colman. No.
Great casting. Though.
Great casting. I think it's
smooth,
amazing.
Smooth, delicious voice.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
And I can't wait to see his looks on the carpet.
So true. So
he
true.
He always pulls out. All right. Welcome to Tipsy Teasers, everyone.
Woo-hoo!
This first one, I was not a Victorious watcher. That was
me.
That was after my time.
I love Victorious. I think it's stupid and that you would like it. But...
I mean, I've seen clips, obviously. Yeah. Just like that's Nickelodeon was like never really like my.
That's fair.
I liked all that, and I guess, but like, I feel like Victorious was just like
it was really past your time though. Yeah, like even I was old for Victorious. Yeah. I was like, my friends were like, "You're still watching Nickelodeon," and I'm like, "It's a good show."
Okay, so they announced a Victorious spinoff called Hollywood Arts. It's been announced for 2026. The series will star Victorious alum Daniela Monet, and will debut on Netflix before coming to Nickelodeon and Paramount Plus. Coming back as Trina alongside such a dynamic, powerful cast of newcomers is something I feel very lucky and grateful to do, Monet said in a statement.
Slay. I'm very excited for this. I think that she was the perfect person to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I think her character is going to be so good. Like, she was so good on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember loving Trina, and people were like, you love Trina? And I'm like, no. You don't like Trina. You love Trina. I loved her so much. Chicago. Sorry, that was
I
loud.
Don't know this reference.
It's from.
I assumed.
Yes.
But she's also like since Victorious, she's been like songwriting and putting out music. No, wasn't she like also helping Ariana Grande with music for a while, or am I thinking of a different person?
I don't know.
I might be thinking of a different person. But very cool.
Yeah,
and
very cool.
Slay for her being employed.
Yes, so true. Okay, next tipsy teaser is we got a couple new SNL guests lined up, including on November 1st, Miles Teller will host with musical guest Brandi Carlile. I think it's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Teller, comedic timing, amazing. I mean, Brandi Carlile will
She's
be great.
Good. She always has a good voice.
November 8th, host Nikki Glaser. So proud of you, Nikki.
No,
I like a female comedian hosting just for being a comedian and not for like being like an actress. Like that's huge.
Huge.
So proud of you. That musical guest, which I also would like to say, past due.
Yes.
Past due.
Yes. Agreed.
It'll
be interesting to see her in sketches, though. I don't think she's really been, like, a sketch person before. But she acts.
Yeah, she acts, and I think that she's like, campy and funny enough that I think she's going to fit in really well.
Yeah.
We'll see. Musical guest Somber.
Oh, we didn't talk about that,
I mean...
He's been going through this past week, with some...
I mean, some things that he said.
He said at his concert, and then he was...
We can go through it after this. Yeah. And then on November 15th, it's going to be host Glenn Powell with musical guest Olivia Dean. Which
that's going to be such a good episode.
It's going to be such a good episode. And let me tell you something. I hope they kiss. And I hope they fall in love. And I hope they get married and live a long life with beautiful babies. That's all I want.
Also, Glenn Powell is so... He's such a good comedic actor. So I'm so excited that he's going to be able to really...
You haven't even seen Chad Powers.
No, I know. I watched like... The thing is like... It gives me anxiety a little bit.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's going to get caught all the time. It just, like, makes me uncomfortable.
But it's so funny.
I know. I need to watch it. I will continue to watch it. I watched, like, part of the first episode. I just, like, I have, like, this anxiety that's, like, He's going to get caught.
Of course he's going to get caught. You have to know that he's going to get caught.
I know, but it's just...
It'll all work out. It's a happy-go-lucky show.
Okay, okay. I'll continue to watch it. Just, yeah.
Okay, and then...
Do we want to talk about the somber stuff?
I mean, not really. Yeah, he was just calling, like, a 25-year-old, like, geriatric. Yeah. And we were like...
Because she, you're a because child. She was like, hey, why are you... yelling out to this crowd of 13-year-olds to call you daddy and to bark at you.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but...
Yeah.
A little weird, but I digress.
Yeah.
And, yeah, anyways.
Okay, so that was the Tipsy Teasers.
All right, now we got a screen time recap. Would you like me to go first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, first, Love is Blind. We're both caught up to...
The weddings.
The weddings. LOL is all I have to say.
It's so... Okay, if you haven't watched at this point, spoiler. Yeah. You can stop listening now. Or just, like, skip a little bit. Yeah. Crazy.
Nobody got married.
That being said, and I think they did some fancy editing with Jordan and Megan, because I am positive they broke up days before and that she did not have a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. Or she didn't go to the bachelorette party.
That's right.
Because, yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I don't even remember there being a bachelorette party because I skip a lot of that show.
The bachelorette party was literally a 5-minute scene.
Oh, it was just at the beginning.
Yeah. They spliced the things together. That's why I don't think that there was a bachelorette party.
That's so crazy. I was like, is this a recap? I was so confused.
No, it was crazy.
Good on KB.
Yeah. That
was an uncomfortable situation for her. Proud of her for ending it. It was never going to work out. She can't bring her work home and have to, like, mother this man.
No, she absolutely cannot. And, like, I'm proud of her for doing it because it must be really hard to, like, love someone and know that, like, the best thing for you is to not be with them.
Yeah. He should never have been cleared to be on that show.
I agree.
He needs to go to therapy.
Yeah, he needs major therapy. Yeah. And I think the show needs to do better about, like,
that was okay.
Casting.
That was okay.
The problem also is at this point, they've recorded through season, like, 13.
Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah, like, they have to, like, so, like, maybe in a couple years, they'll get better at it.
We'll see. I mean, we're still watching, so.
Yeah, so true.
Joe is a little baby back bitch.
Yeah.
Madison deserves better.
Yes. What's the other couple? It was
Allie and
what's
his face?
Anton.
I think she
has a drinking problem.
Yeah, I think that she's too good for him.
She's so hot. It's like
she's
insane.
Like, she's so hot.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I caught like a glimpse of myself in the mirror. Maybe this is me like gassing myself up, but I was like, did I look like Allie just for a second?
Ooh, you could have.
It might have been the bangs.
She also had her hair. You had your hair straight. Yes.
Yeah. So which I think is what it was. Yeah. Because I was wearing it and maybe my hair reminded me of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bouncy blowout.
Yeah.
And then what's the freaking couple? The Megan and Jordan.
Yeah.
I
don't think she had a bachelorette party. They broke up 2 days before the wedding.
And have you seen like the stuff that's come out of her? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
So, like, TMZ caught her, like, she maybe has a baby and, like, a man. They
already?
Caught her outside of her house, like, holding baby, coming in and out with baby. Yeah. So, I mean, they're saying that she's a mom already.
That's could possibly crazy.
Be. That way, like, because they teased, like, the reunion and Nick Lachey.
Was like, do you have something to tell us?
Or like, do you still think that you can't be a mom? And she goes, well. And then it stops.
Yeah.
So, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Also, but there's no confirmation that it's her
right.
baby, but like, that would be pretty crazy. It was like 2 years ago. So it makes sense. Or like a year ago that they filmed. I don't know.
No, it was like 2 years ago.
Enough time for her to get pregnant and have a baby.
Yeah.
Can't put your life on hold like that.
No.
That's crazy. I also like, don't really remember knowing what she did for work. Why? How is she so rich? Like,
I think she like had a company and sold it.
Okay. Like they kept like talking. I'm like, I like
no she was very purposely so vague much, so. No she was okay. very purposely vague anytime she talked about her job okay. I think she like started a company or like helped found a company and then sold it, but she has like she's retired essentially.
Oh, okay because like I fast forward through so much that I was like when did she talk about her
it was I mean they didn't really
okay but
it was just vague like, and she's loaded. That's essentially what it is.
But yeah, that was crazy that their whole thing was crazy. Anyways, so except for the reunion, did we find out if it's tonight or if it's on Wednesday?
No, it's on Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday. Okay. Then I finished Gen V. Great season. Huge lead up for the last season.
Okay, I need to watch it.
I watched all of AP Bio 4 seasons, but they were, it was like 8 episodes.
Is it good?
It was so funny.
Okay.
Like, just like a nice 20-minute comedy.
Amazing.
On Peacock. Like, very funny. I am 2 episodes into the last season of Stranger Things. From last episode, 2 weeks ago, I have almost finished the entirety of Stranger Things.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, I've been going through it. I will be probably finishing either today or tomorrow. So good. I will be devastated. First of all, Steve Harrington's character development needs to be studied.
No, so true.
Like, watching it all together, like, it was stunning, and I just know he's gonna die in the new season, and I will be crying so hard. I'll be so sad. Also, because Joe Keery is such a good actor.
I know.
And I feel like him and Nancy are gonna be like, I do love you, smooch, smooch, and then he's gonna die, or like, she's gonna have to kill him to save, or so it's gonna be something. It's gonna be super sad.
I don't think that he's gonna die.
I mean, I hope that he doesn't die.
I think Mike's gonna die. Or 11. I don't think Steve's gonna die. I think it's gonna be one of like the big ones.
Yeah. I could see Will dying.
Yeah.
Because like he's always had the Will, demons or whatever.
Steve, I don't think
he's gonna die. I really hope he doesn't, but I'm gearing up to having to deal with that. So good. Also, like, I have a more appreciation for Nancy Wheeler. Like, I think, like, she used to bother me, but watching it all together, like, she's such a badass. Like, I really like
also
her.
Also, not just that. She's the one whipping all the boys into shape. She's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
And she's always got a Glock on her. Like, she's
always.
Just doing that gun. Iconic. And also, Alexi being shot was so sad. Having to watch that again, that was devastating.
That was sad.
It was so, so sad. And then I watched all of the new season of Nobody Wants This, but you haven't watched yet, so we'll discuss next episode. The one thing I will say, the product placement this season is out of control.
From Netflix?
Yes, it was like a whole ad. The entire season, there's always like products and they're like, let's do this. Let's go to this Airbnb themed pasta making class. And it's it's very product placement.
I don't like that.
Yeah. There's a skit in Wayne's World that is like very product placement. I'll have to post it. It's so funny. It's like very much that.
It's very, what's that movie?
Wayne's World?
No, that movie. That movie with the girls and the band that you love.
Oh, Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats,
yeah,
yes.
Yes. And then we watched K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yes, we did.
Now you can speak your thoughts.
Okay, so it was so good. I did clock the entire plot.
Yes,
within like the first 20
seconds. She did. I was like, oh no.
But also, like, I was like, it's a kid's movie. It's not gonna have a crazy like plot twist and be like whatever. It was really, really good. I think
so well made, right?
So well made. I mean, it's the animation from the guys who did Into the Spider-Verse, and like Into the Spider-Verse I think is like such an amazing movie. If you guys haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse,
did we confirm that it's the same animators, or did we just think that because it popped up as Sony?
I'll research while you talk about it. I really, really liked it. The music was really good. It did make me really, really emotional, but I kind of think that that's a movie that like that Moana, Rapunzel, like they're specific, Tangled, they're specific movies that I think are so, or Finding Nemo, like movies that are so important for like kids to watch because they truly teach invaluable lessons. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that they called the like demon scars, like the patterns, mm-hmm. is very telling because I think it's like a double entendre, mm-hmm. like about the patterns that you lead in your life and like,
yeah.
if you let them consume you or you like better.
Yeah. And also
like
that,
overcome
yeah.
them.
Also that it's like all about like shame is how like the devil gets you. Like,
correct.
Shame, like shaming you for like your mistakes and then you just spiral from
it. Correct. Instead of just like letting go and just like embracing your life and who you've been and like trying to be the best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It was like really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was so good.
It was so good. Yeah.
And the music is so good.
The music is so good.
Ariana every 10 seconds. Hot.
I can't. I'm so sorry. Was I wrong?
No, you were not. And no, K-Pop Demon Hunters was not animated by the same people as Spider-Verse, but it was produced by the same studio, Sony Pictures Animation.
Okay.
They're like similar, but they're different.
Okay, well, still, thank you, Sony, for like funding good animation products that aren't like AI funded.
Exactly. And also justice for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie that came out, because that was also very, very good.
Was it?
Came out last year. It was very funny. I watched it with Ethan when I was in Utah.
Oh, okay.
It was so funny. Okay. And they actually act like teenagers in it. Whereas like any other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, they're like clearly adults, but they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But these ones actually act like teenagers.
Yeah.
And that was my whole list. And then, so you go now.
So I'm caught up on Survivor. This season is turning out to be very, very interesting. They started in 3 tribes. Now they're on 2 tribes, but one of the tribes lost every single challenge until there were 2 people left. And then they split them up into 2 tribes and each of them went to 1 tribe. One girl has gone to tribal council every single episode. And if she keeps it up, she could pull a Denise and win the whole fucking thing. Denise is one of the winners who went to every single tribal council on her season, and she never had a vote. I think she played almost a perfect game, though. Like, she barely had votes against her.
Yeah.
It was, like, very, very impressive. That being said, I think it's gearing up to be a very interesting Survivor season. So, especially because at this point, we're, like, the merge is coming. Once you hit the merge, like, it really speeds up.
Merge is when...
Is when...
They just become one tribe.
Correct. So, at... Pre-merge, it's a group game, right? So it's 2 tribes against each other, and then the losers go to tribal council, and then you vote somebody out, and the tribe gets smaller. Once you move to the merge, that's the individual portion of the game. You have your alliances, which is why the tribe portion at the beginning is interesting, because sometimes they stay within tribe lines, and sometimes like they immediately merge, and it's like craziness. But then once you merge, it's like the individual game. So the challenge is, when you win, it's individual immunity, not group immunity. So, like, every challenge that you win, you are only securing yourself a spot. So, it is very interesting. I'm very excited for the season. Okay, so then I also am still watching Real Housewives of New York. I'm on season 3. Very interesting.
What's happening in it right now?
Luann just got divorced. And she's fighting with Ramona. Because Ramona's husband called her countless to her face at an event. But this is also like right around the time that she was getting divorced. And yeah, Luann is like, Luann was like, you know how upset I am. And like,
yeah. If I remember correctly, Ramona's ex-husband is an asshole. Yes?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
But she also was like, he can do whatever he wants. He's his own person.
So Ramona.
And she was like, yeah, but you're also an adult who can say, hey, can you call my friend? You really hurt her feelings.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Bethany and, oh my God, Jill Zarin, are fighting. It's funny because they're fighting about different things, but they're talking about the same conversation.
Uh-huh.
They just, like, see it so differently that it's like, okay, whoever is actually telling the truth, I think is correct.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that either of them are telling the truth. So you're like, okay, who is it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Bethany just started dating Jason, who I also know is an asshole. So very, very interesting.
Is what's her face in it? And her husband, like, they live in Brooklyn and they're like wackadoodles.
Yeah, they're still in it.
What are their names?
Alex and...
And
them living in their apartment while it was fully under construction, by the way, with their 2 kids.
Insane.
No, they like, it wasn't like remodeling. It was like walls being torn down, like plastic, like asbestos everywhere. I was like, you have 2 kids under 10. What the fuck are you doing?
Insane.
I'm like,
I think
bravo.
She's doing something interesting now.
I mean, she is a graphic designer, so like she could still be doing that.
Well, you can keep going, but I'm going to look
around. Okay, so I've, Real Housewives of New York. Then I started season 9 of Summer House. It's so, so interesting.
Oh, back on the Summer House grind.
Well, the thing is, the only reason I stopped is because I was running out of episodes. And now the new season's probably going to air in March. So now I'm like, I can watch a couple episodes here and there until I catch up. And then I have four episodes. It's just such good TV that I want to like really savor it. Like I don't want to finish it.
Yeah.
That being said, I'll probably power through season 9 at some point. Because Lindsay's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because everyone was like, she like drank the first day. But everyone was like, isn't she pregnant? Like she didn't drink the first day. She like did the thing where she like, she let the wine touch her lips and then she like did that for the whole night and like
to pretend
and like and then the next day she was like, oh, actually, like I'm pregnant, and then immediately was like 4 months full bump out. Like she announced it to the whole cast. Carl wasn't there. And then Carl got there and there was an ultrasound on the living room wall.
Damn.
It was a little awkward. I think it was hard because he was like, you know, I'm happy for you, like, it didn't work out, but whatever. It's still interesting and it's still drama.
Okay, so. I have a question.
Yes.
Because you know that, like, her and her baby daddy, like, are not together anymore. Mm-hmm. Could you ever see them rekindling? Her and Carl? Carl?
I don't know. I don't think that she would ever forgive him without hanging it over his head for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And I think that
too much has happened.
I think too much has happened, and I think he needs someone with a clean slate who doesn't question him so much about his sobriety.
Yeah. Do you think that they'll be friends, though?
Like, I do think that they will be friends, but I think that as a life partner, they were not meant to be, like, they had horrible communication issues. Maybe he'll just be Uncle Carl. And that's fine. And, you know, like, Carl is Carl, but, like, at the end of the day, I do think a lot of the times he does have good intention, especially now, maybe not when the Durkis twins were around, but is that not the
Workis.
Sorry. But you know what I mean? Maybe that's naive of
me. We should go to his soft bar, by the way.
We should. Try it. It's still not open.
Coffee and matcha. It is open.
It is?
I've been seeing people go there.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I heard that it was like open and like not really open.
No, I've heard it's open. I think that they have like matcha drinks and stuff.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay, Slay. So I watched Summer House. I think I'm on episode 4. Love is Blind, we talked about Dancing with the Stars. Okay. My thoughts about Dancing with the Stars. People had a lot of thoughts about Andy. Mm-hmm. Do I want him to make the finale? No.
He's not going to, though.
But what I'm saying is, let him have his fun.
No, literally.
Like, I'm so sorry that Scott had to leave. Guess
Scott
what?
Scott sucked.
I don't care.
He also has a tour show in, like, 2 weeks that he needs to be at. Yeah. So he was never going to stay anyways.
No, apparently the reason that Riley was picked as his pro is because she's single and, like, doesn't have kids and stuff. So she would have been able to go on tour with him and fly back for the Tuesday show.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, but, like, people do it. Yeah, like,
weird. I mean,
what I mean, Jordan Childs
does it.
She doesn't fly back and forth.
But she like does all that UCLA stuff.
Yeah, UCLA they're fully in training because the season starts in the spring, and she is training full time with UCLA while she's doing Dancing with the Stars full time, which means she's working out like so 80 much. Plus hours.
Where
a week.
It's like you see like Whitney and
correct.
Like yeah, she's being a mom, but also she's only solely dancing.
Correct.
Besides that, because like Alex Earl, she's definitely only dancing.
Correct.
So
the fact that Jordan, not just the physical stamina, the mental stamina that you have to do for doing two really hard things all day.
Yeah. Like I also really, being a mom is also hard, but she has a husband that is taking care of the kids. So
no, correct.
And I didn't mean to like diminish.
No,
mom,
but it's,
it is also hard.
No, it's,
but she has a spouse.
No, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. And I think that I genuinely think that Jordan will make the final, and if she doesn't, I think that people are going to have a lot of issues because I think that her and Elaine are the two people that I have seen the most universal love for on TikTok. Not necessarily saying that I haven't seen love for everybody else, but everyone else I've seen positives and negatives, like, oh, he should go, he should stay, she should go, she should stay. They are the two people that I feel like are like, they're putting the work in. You're seeing that they're getting better.
Yeah.
And we want them there.
Who do you think will go next? Will be kicked off next? How long do you think Dylan's going to last? I feel like.
My thing with Dylan is, and I'm going to say this out loud, and I would say this to his face. I think Dylan is dancing as much as Andy is. Mm-hmm. So, and to me, it's more impressive when Andy does it than when Dylan does it. Uh-huh. The only difference is that Dylan can pick Daniela up over his head.
Yeah.
That's literally the only difference. Mm-hmm. And Andy can't swing Emma around. Yeah. Like, that's literally the difference. I think it's probably going to be Andy or Dylan. Mm-hmm. I could see it being Danielle. Or Jen. I could see it being Danielle mm-hmm. or Jen. I don't. But also, I've seen a lot of discourse online about Jen, specifically about Jan. Because because he is not a traditional ballroom dancer. Yeah. So he's not teaching her any of the basic technique, mm-hmm. which is what the judges are looking for. So it makes it a lot harder to like get higher scores when you don't have that basics.
Yeah.
So that's also interesting. I think one of those people are going home. I think.
But it sucks that like she's being brought down because like it's not a tech. Like they should have brought in one of the troupe.
Correct. It's not fair to her.
Yeah.
I also think I had this conversation with Leah, like he probably should have been in troupe for at least a year before he was being a full pro, and they could have featured him as troupe every single episode. He still would have had viewers coming because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But like you're doing a disservice to Jen, who I think is actually very frustrated because she's like, I want to do more.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That being said, I think the people who will likely stay, and I would be shocked if they left, Elaine, Whitney, Robert, Jordan.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel as of right now.
That seems correct.
Okay. And then what else? There was one more thing.
From what I know.
I think that's it. And if I forgot someone, they need to go home. Chad Powers. I'm fully caught up through Wednesday's episode. I literally wrote this down on Wednesday. Glenn Powell is truly so fucking funny. I think I wrote this down at like literally one in the morning or something. Like when I was finishing watching it, it was like one of the days after I had plans, I watched it. Oh, it was Wednesday because I thought Survivor was going to be back on Paramount Plus, but they don't upload it until the next day. And because I hadn't watched live, so I was like, I literally was like cackling in my room. His comedic timing is so funny. It did end in a cliffhanger, which was annoying, but. And I think that's all I watched this week.
Nice.
I've watched a couple dropout things, but I don't know that I need to mention that. And then
you watched the SNL, right, of last week. Did you want to review that with Sabrina?
Oh, Sabrina. I think she was really good. I kind of expected them to do more campy stuff with her.
Yeah.
I loved the dishwashing machine.
Yeah. I love it's grind time.
But like
I
all of that
in my head all the time.
It's so funny. But I think that the skits that were like a little simpler, like missed the mark.
Yeah.
That being said, I was watching the skit, the like podcast skit, and I genuinely felt like I was going my mind.
That's a real podcast.
No, I know, but do you know what? I was watching it be like,
They didn't interview Trump, but
no, I know. No, I know. I know, but like, I genuinely was having an out of body. I was like, what is going on?
So funny.
Okay, so.
Oh, also, did we want to introduce the movie, like, for the week?
Oh, yes. So, what we want to do is between episodes, mm-hmm. we want to watch a movie together and then come and talk about it. So, we're going to decide a movie.
Should we do it from one of our lists?
I think that we should.
Or should we do a Halloween-y movie?
We should do a Halloween-y movie.
Well, let me see if there's any spooky.
Okay, please hold it. Okay, so the movie we decided to do is Almost Famous.
Yeah, neither one of us have seen it.
Correct. So we will watch it. Mm-hmm. And then if you guys would also like to watch it, amazing. And then we'll come back and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Jasmine, what is your song on repeat?
Oh, shoot. I did not think about this. Okay, my song on repeat is Honey by Taylor Swift. It's a grower. It's up on my list, guys.
Let me tell you something.
I really love Honey.
Taylor Swift would be on this list if 5 Seconds of Summer was not on the promo roll of a lifetime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Telephone Busy.
What's the song? It's called Telephone Busy.
By 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay, it is make it a double playlist.
I genuinely think that you would love that song, Jasmine.
I'm pretty sure I listened to it yesterday. It was on there, Was it on the new releases on like Friday release? Because I listened to one five. So,
yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure that's the one that was on there. It's like.
I don't remember it that well.
I've listened to it 700 times.
And now we have our
six
degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Wow, Jasmine, good to know you have a one track.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah. Okay, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Okay. You go first.
Okay, my person is Kristen Bell.
Okay, mine was gonna be Kristen Bell. So mine is Glenn Powell.
Okay. Glenn Powell, well, he was in Scream Queens, so there's all those ladies.
Oh. Were any of those ladies in?
We have Leah Michelle, we have Kiki Palmer, we have Emma Roberts. Kristen Bell. So, like, what's up, girl? So, like, any of those people. Oh, or forgetting true. Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
But I feel like Gossip Girl could lead us to Glenn Powell.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like those people are older than Glenn Powell.
No, I know. But, like vibe, could be in something that, like, he, like, okay.
Kristen Bell.
With,
Wait, say that again.
Oh, so, Glenn Powell to Kiki Palmer. They Correct. Were in Scream Queens together. And then Kiki Palmer was just in that movie with, Seth Rogen and
correct,
and Aziz Ansari.
Yeah,
who was in Parks and Rec? It's Kristen Bell, which who, Kristen Bell also all was in.
Okay, so
So Kristen Bell was in Parks and Recreation with Aziz Ansari in like the last correct. Season. Aziz Ansari was in that his new movie with Kiki Palmer.
Correct.
Kiki Palmer was in Scream Queens with Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. Okay, that was three. Amazing. So if you liked what you heard, pour yourself another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.